There's a running narrative out there that says the good, well-paying jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree have all but disappeared. Not so, not at least according to an exhaustive state-by-state analysis conducted for the Good Jobs Project, a joint effort by the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce and J.P. Morgan Chase. We, of course, are interested in what was found in Kentucky, so we've contacted Neil Ridley, the State Initiative Director and co-author of the Good Jobs Project report. He joins us from Washington. Greetings, Neil.
Good afternoon.
So let's begin with what inspired this study. What was the premise, and has it been completed, or is it ongoing?
Well, we've put out two reports about good jobs that pay without a BA, and we're actually in the middle of putting out a couple more, so you'll stay tuned for the next edition.
What was the premise?
The premise is that most people are very familiar with the pathway that leads from high school into the workforce in some cases, or even more commonly, that the pathway that goes from high school to a four-year university or college and a four-year degree. And there's much less attention paid to the educational opportunities and the economic opportunities that are available to workers who go beyond high school, perhaps go to a technical college or a community college, complete an apprenticeship program, and find a good paying job in their area, in their region. A lot of the idea was to raise the visibility of this often overlooked space between high school and the four-year degree.
For the purposes of your study, how have you defined what is a good job?
Yes, we used a technical advisory group to refine the definition before we ran the data for the states and nationally. So we have a two-tier definition for younger workers, that is below age 45. We use $35,000 per year, a job that pays $35,000 per year as the lower level. Now, a lot of the jobs pay more than that, which I'll mention in a second. But then for older workers, those age 45 and older, we used a higher wage threshold because those workers are more established in the workforce and likely to be earning more later in their careers. And so what we found is that even though $35,000 was the cutoff, or it was the minimum threshold, the average was $55,000 for these good jobs, which and in many cases some of the earnings go well above that as well.
Okay, and we'll bring that down to the Kentucky level in just a few minutes. But first, I'm interested in the scope of your statistics. For example, do they include those without a high school diploma?
They do. We defined it very broadly to include workers without a high school degree, with a high school diploma, those who have completed some post-secondary education and training, some level of post-secondary education training, and workers with an associate's degree as well. That was the pool of people that we were looking at.
And looking at it from a national perspective right now, which sectors of the economy offer the most promising prospects for job seekers who don't have college degrees?
Yeah, nationally, we found the headline finding was that we found in today's economy there are about 30 million good jobs that pay without a BA. That is for those that are jobs that are good jobs that are going to those with high school or some college and associate's degree. And what we found is that we divided the industries into two groups: blue-collar industries that include manufacturing, construction, transportation, and wholesale, retail, and trade, and then skilled services, which feature health services, a very fast-growing area, as well as financial services and other services areas. And what we found, a key finding at the national level, was that there's been a real shift in the movement in the growth of good jobs from blue-collar industries to skilled services industries. We found that manufacturing good jobs in particular have gone down drastically, very sharply since 1991, and especially since 2000. And at the same time, we've seen much more and actually offsetting growth of good jobs in those skilled services industries, primarily health services, but also many of the other services industries.
And did you look at subgroups, gender, for example?
We did, and we're likely to do a deeper study of that in the future. But the main finding there was that, whether surprising or not, good jobs for those without a BA have gone mostly to men. Going back to, it's really been remarkably steady since 1991 and up until the current time that more than half, the lion's share of good jobs for those without a BA are held by men.
Has that changed in recent years?
No, it's really been very it's held steady, and that's one thing that we want to look at is why exactly that. So, for example, you know, one area that we have looked at is manufacturing, given the job churn in that area. And what we found is that yes, men lost a lot of good jobs as manufacturing plants closed or were offshored, but women also lost a lot of good jobs. Even though women are often clustered in different types of manufacturing industries, such as textile and apparel plants, compared to maybe the heavy manufacturing that men might be involved in.
Anything else, Neil, that you would like to note on the national scale before we bring this down to the state level?
Yes. Well, one of the other trends, in addition to the industry shift that I mentioned, we also saw a shift in good jobs going to workers that have more post-secondary education. So in the past, it was quite common for students to leave high school or in some cases not even finish high school and find a good job in a manufacturing plant, in a mine, or elsewhere, or construction site. But increasingly, we found, and that this is true even in manufacturing, we found that a lot of the good job growth has been for workers with associate's degrees, whether those are technical associate's degrees that are available through technical colleges or other associate's degrees, the transfer-related ones.
Okay, let's bring this home now. For our listeners in the WEKU coverage area, what does your research find about Kentucky?
Well, we find that Kentucky was actually one of the states that actually experienced good job growth between 1991 and 2015. There were quite a few states north and east of Kentucky in the Midwest and the northeastern parts of the country that experienced big losses of manufacturing jobs and others. But Kentucky was one of the fortunate states, clustered mostly in the South and the West, that experienced growth, and it was 12% growth in good jobs. Now, the other another interesting point is that while most states and while the nation overall lost good jobs in blue-collar industries and gained good jobs in skilled services industries such as health, Kentucky actually was able to add good jobs in both areas. And that's primarily because there was growth in construction sectors and transportation, even while Kentucky lost a lot of good manufacturing jobs along with the rest of the country. But I thought those were a couple of the trends that we saw.
And what are the median earnings for these jobs? We talked about the median earnings on the national level. How does it look on the Kentucky level?
Right, it's very close. For Kentucky, the median earnings for those for good jobs without a BA are about $54,000 per year. So that's very close to the national median, actually.
So tell us, in what ways are you at the center there? Are you working with states and with higher education systems to bring your findings into policy?
That's very interesting. Yes, we are. Your question gets at part of our mission and part of our goal, which is not just to put out interesting reports, or hopefully interesting reports, and with lots of interesting charts and graphs, but or to necessarily just to have people read them. But we are hoping to influence policymakers at the state level and in Washington, D.C. as well. And we work directly. We often go to conferences organized by education leaders, community college leaders, technical college leaders, and workforce training leaders, as well as employers, to try to talk about the implications of our findings. And we so we're constantly asked to provide input at those conferences and to those leaders. And we're particularly interested in encouraging the growth of partnerships that involve community colleges, technical colleges, and employers in the regions where workers live and work. And so, for example, encouraging partnerships in eastern Kentucky or around Louisville between the colleges that are based there and the employers, because that's really the economies differ very much state by state and region by region. And so it's critical to identify the source of those good jobs, where those good jobs have come from and are likely to continue to come from, and then among the employers in the area, and then connect those jobs to the programs that are available, technical associate's degree programs and other apprenticeship programs and other programs that are available through the colleges and training programs.
You've touched on this already, but to that young adult who knows they will not pursue a degree and who is trying to figure out that career path, just trying to get a focus, where are the good jobs?
The good jobs are increasingly in the service economy, and especially in the high-skilled service economy. We're seeing across the country, and this is true in Kentucky as well, health services is one of the growth areas that has been growing for some time, and it's likely to continue to demand workers with skills and with knowledge, and often with degrees and licenses and other certifications. So that's an increasingly an important area. But there's also, as some of the Kentucky trends show from our report, there also continue to be good jobs for workers in blue-collar areas. Construction is particularly strong and in Kentucky, as well as transportation. And often those jobs are most appealing to young men, perhaps, but they're certainly open to workers of all races and ethnicities and genders as well.
You know, for so many years, for generations, in fact, the mantra has been that we must go to college to succeed. But it seems as though the message here is that that's not necessarily so anymore. Would you agree?
I think that there are many pathways to the middle class and many pathways to good jobs. I think that what we often lack is really good information about alternative pathways or different ways of finding a career. And I think that is partly what our report is getting at, trying to spread more information, increase our understanding of all the various pathways and options that are available to young people or experienced workers, for that matter, who are looking for a change.
Neil Ridley, the State Initiative Director at the Georgetown University Center on Education in the Workforce and co-author of the Good Jobs Project Report. They have an impressive website. Go to goodjobsdata.org. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you very much.
This podcast is produced in the studios of Dynamics Productions, an audio recording and sound design facility in Lexington. On the web at dxaudio.com. Dynamics Productions. We listen.